Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the key of the brain. My heart is torn in pieces. Is my offering. Take me to the key. Truth is untied. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all cursed up, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Lead me there alone. To gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Please take me to the key. Truth is it's time to stop playing this game. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing after you. No rules, no religion. I've made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Please take me to the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me afire, set me afire. Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me afire, set me afire. Here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. My heart stands in awe of your name, your mighty love stands strong to the end. You will fulfill your purpose in me. You won't forsake me. You will be with me. Here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. Here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. All to Jesus now. All to Jesus now. I'm holding nothing back. Holding nothing back. I surrender, I surrender. I surrender all that I am. I surrender. I surrender. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, yes, I do. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. Here I stand, Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see your desire revealed in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My heart is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you and I belong. I give myself to you. Amen.
Man.
Amen. Well, you are listening into Blog Talk Radio, Just Show Up Outreach Ministries, and it sounds like my grandmother is having difficulties on joining back in. She's on, but we can't hear her, so I'm just going to speak. Okay, we can hear you now. So.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having some difficult.
Grandma, you have to mute the other phone that you have on because you're echoing.
We thank the Lord for you. We thank the Lord for you, Shayla. We bless the Lord for you, for your praise and worship. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Amen. Your host, I am Evangelist Lady Alford, and my husband, Minister L.C. Alford. Amen, amen, amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry is reaching out. Amen, amen, to the lost. Amen. The outcast, hurting, lonely. Amen. Oppressed or depressed. Amen, amen. Offering God's gift of love, as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman. Amen, amen. And how many know Jesus knew her conditions? Amen. And he offered her the free gift of living water. Amen, amen. That would lead her into eternal life. Amen. And he's still doing that today. He's still reaching out. He's still reaching out. Whatever your situation is, he knows all about it. He knows. Don't you ever wake up or lie down or stumble or fall or, oh, my God, whatever the situation is, his eyes are on you. Your name is on his lips. He knows. Just call out to him. Just ask him. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. So we just thank the Lord for each and every one who has come today. Amen. And we pray, amen, amen, that God will bless, amen, the service on today. Amen. That everyone that come will come and get a blessing. Be a blessing and get a blessing. For our first time callers, please call again. Amen. Don't let this be your last. For our silent listeners, we do appreciate you. We appreciate you. Amen, amen. And in your hand right now, in our hand, I'm going to read, amen, amen, from the sixth chapter of Luke. Amen. I'm going to read, amen. I'm beginning at the 20th verse. And it said, Jesus turned to his disciples and said, God bless you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is given to you. God bless you who are hungry. Now you will be satisfied. God bless you who weep now, for the time will come when you will laugh with joy. God bless you who are hated and excluded and mocked and cursed because you are identified with me, the Son of Man. When this happens, rejoice. Yes, leap for joy. Leap for joy when this happens. Amen. For a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were also treated that way by your ancestors. I read, amen, amen, Luke 6, chapter 20 through 23 verses. Amen. God's word is already blessed. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your love today. We thank you, oh God, for the love that you have shown us all day from our early rising up until this point. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, oh God, that you have allowed us to come together one more time, oh, Father God. We thank you for just your outreach ministry, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, oh, God, that showing up, oh God, that we can show up in someone's life and make a difference, oh God. Jesus showed up at the well. Amen. He didn't have to go through Samaria, but he got off of his course and went that way. That was a great need to go that way. Amen, amen. So we just thank the Lord, oh God, that we just showing up. So there is a great need in the time that we are living in the days that we're living in. Amen, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as you bless every young person that come to the line, Lord God, our focus is on training the youth, amen, and encouraging the elders, Lord God. We ask that every elder be encouraged, oh Father God, to keep continuing, oh God, in the work that God has called us to, oh God, no matter what the age, as long as we have breath in our bodies, oh Father God. Oh God, let us be encouraged, oh God, to reach out and be concerned about others, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you as we come together, and we ask you to, oh God, use us. Oh, God, use us, oh, God. Use us. We yield. My Lord, praise leader said, I give myself away. We give ourselves away, God, that you may use us, oh, God, to your glory, oh, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, at this time, I want to know, we're going to go straight on into the youth corner. We want to know how many youth you have on the line this evening. With the youth, amen. Present yourselves first, amen. Hello, can y'all hear me? Hello.
Yes.
Am I being heard by the youth also? Are there any youth on the line that would like to come forth at this time? Okay, since we don't have any youth that's coming forth at this time, I would like to, our brother Lionel Johnson to come and just pray over our children. Just pray a special prayer over our youth department, our youth amen, and our elderly. We don't want to exclude anyone, amen, but we want to do special for our children, amen, because we are in a day and a time, amen, when our children is not just falling away, they are just living in a different time of technology, and this is their life and their world, and they don't know really about the ancient things, where we come from. Amen, amen. So I just asked Brother Lionel to come at this time in his own way after the prayer.
Amen. Thank you so very much, Sister Zadie. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. May God bless and keep you and your families. In Jesus' holy and mighty name, we come to you, Father, asking a blessing upon this radio, telephone, cell phone audience, Father God. We're asking, Father God, that you would please, in your awesome power, touch our children, Lord God. Let them know that there are things that are going on in this world that will affect them, and that they need a personal relationship with you, no matter how young they are. Father, all we have to do is just look at the TVs, the radios, the TikTok, and the rest. It's all on there telling us that the world is sliding into darkness. Mighty God, we lift the children up to you. Scripture says, bring the children to you. And Father God, we ask him that you would throw your broad arm of protection around our children, Lord. Please protect them from all hurt and harm, both day and night. And Father God, we ask that you would look upon their parents. Give their parents faith enough to know that you are in control of everything. That is their responsibility, that you gave them. They are your precious children that you gave them to watch over in your stead. And Lord, we just want to thank you for the children that you've given us. But Lord God, strengthen us to do what you command us to do. Lord God, we ask in this coming school year, Father, that you would descend upon all the classrooms of the world, Father God. Watch over the children, Father. We know that evil can walk through a classroom at any time now, in a movie theater, in a grocery store, down the street trying to catch a school bus, while sitting at the table trying to do homework. Lord God, we ask that you would protect what you have given us. And mighty God, we're not just asking for the children. We're asking for the teachers, the parents, the principals, and yes, the police, Father God. We need the police, Father. And we need them to act accordingly to what they're supposed to be doing. Not evil, but doing good. And mighty God, we ask that you would look upon the land, those who don't know you in the pardons of their sin, Father God. We ask that you would touch and bless them, those who are in the sick room, those who are in hospitals, those who are in nursing homes, those who are flat on their back, Father God, and those who have scorching fevers, Lord, we ask that you would please look down. And without a shadow of a doubt, Master, we're not leaving out the dedicated caregivers, Father, who goes in and do their nursing and their caregiving day in and day out, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen and bless them. And Father God, we just want to thank you for this opportunity to have prayed with my fellow brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus, we ask amen and amen and amen. Church, for just a few minutes, I'd like for us to focus on what's going on. At one time, Marvin gave the song, "What's Going On?" I ask that you bear with me a minute. Church, to help us through all the storms of life that we're going to go through, and especially now, we need to be in a real, real personal relationship with our God. Amen? Our You heard or may have heard the saying, are you woke? And that meaning you now see and know what's going on. We have four verses I would like to read to bring us to a woke situation. And church, we don't have a lot of time to get this right. My scriptures will be coming from 1 John. I'm sorry. The first one is coming from John 3 and 16, the NIV. The second one, John 14 and 6, NIV. The third is John 15, 17, NIV. And our fourth is 2 Corinthians, the King James Version. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Church, God loves us. And if we be fully woke, we got to love him back, y'all. And we have to follow his command. And it's a simple one. Over in John 15 and 17, he says, love each other. Love covers a whole bunch of wrong, y'all. And the reason it's so prominent with Jesus is that he loved us when we were covered head to toe with dirt, dust, full of sin. He loved us. And our second verse is John 14, 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really, really, really woke by now, there's only one way to heaven, y'all, and that's having a personal relationship with God, praying to him, obeying him, following his instructions, and loving others as you want to be loved. Amen. And our fourth is 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter, verse 17, and this is the King James Version. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Church, I know we are woke now on that one. All things have become new. God, his darling son Jesus, has wiped the slate clean. We can start brand new. And Jesus will give us a better life and with a better purpose, y'all. And I just ask a small prayer as I close out. Lord, please wake us up so that we can be about having a personal relationship with you. Amen, amen, and amen. And I want to thank you, Sister Ashley, for inviting me on board tonight. We love you, and keep on the Lord's journey. May he bless you and the rest of the family and the families of all of those who are listening in. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Amen. Now, do you have any children? But we have some children on at this time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We have Bailey is going to come to with the song. Then we have Jalen, and he's going to make his presentation. Amen. Come forth, Jalen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world be hot.
The call be calling. The world be calling.
So no one join me. The world behind me. The cross is for me. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. No, don't no one join me. Still I will follow. Don't no one join me. Still I will follow. Don't no one join me. Still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We have
amen.
If you want to skip in Raven's place for a second, so we're gonna let her come. I think she's gonna present the Our Father's prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come forward.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, and forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Just give it up. Okay, go ahead. Come on.
I thank you for my family. I love my family. They are great to me. I love them. And they always give me stuff that I wanted.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So you want God to bless your family. Amen. That's wonderful. That's Zalise. And Zalise is 4. And her birthday is tomorrow. She'll be 5. Amen. Y'all give it up for Zalise. Amen. No, you're good enough. We're going to do something else another time. Amen. Amen. Now, Zayden, are you ready? Zayden, are you ready, sweetie? Are you ready, honey? Come on, if you're ready, sweetie. You have to speak louder, sweetheart.
Is my Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my God. Jesus is my way. Jesus is my truth. Jesus is my life. Jesus is my everything.
Amen. Amen. Jesus is my everything. All right. We thank you, Brother Zaylin. Amen. Amen. Now, do we have any more young people out there? Any more young people ready to come to the cone?
Excuse me.
Amen. Any more young people ready to come to the phone?
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, come forward, sweetheart. Announce yourself. Come forward.
My name is Zaya Smith. I'm going to be singing a song.
Okay, come forward, Zaya.
Land together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Let us drink wine together on our knees. Let us drink wine together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Let us praise God together on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Amen.
Amen, amen. Bless you. Bless you, my sweetheart. Bless you. Anyone else? Any more kids? Any more in the youth corner? Come forward.
The London Brothers, this is Keyshaw of London.
We said we have to hear you, sweetie.
The London Brothers, and this is Keyshaw of London from Arlington, Texas. And I will be reading the scripture while
amen.
Playing video games. And with my life of purpose. Paul wrote that in the final days, people would be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Western culture is the description. We love to play non-Christians become addicted to entertainment, such as movies, sports, and music. They do not have a purpose higher than to enjoy life before death. These amusements cannot truly satisfy. It's just these 2-1. When Christians become addicted to the same things, can we truly say that we are exhibiting the new life? It's crooked and depraved, generation in which you shine like stars in the universe. Philippians 2-15. Or do we prove to others that we are really no different than they are and that Christ has not made a... This is King Larry London, and I will be reading the scripture also. Will video games identify or merely entertain me? To identify means to build up. Will playing video games build up your love for God, knowledge of Him, and mystery to others? Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. everything is, I'm sorry, guys, anything is constructive. Romans 14 through 19. When God gives us relaxation time, we should find uplifting activities to enjoy. Do we choose permissible?
Amen.
Amen.
Permissible over praiseworthy activities. When we have a choice between good, better, and best, we should choose the best. According to Galatians 5:12-17. Amen. We do have some scriptures that back up everything that you read. And I didn't kick off as I had planned. Amen, because I wanted the kids to ask the questions about is it wrong for kids to play the video? Is it wrong for kids to play video games? Amen. We wanted the question asked, but our youth didn't come on as I had expected. Why should a Christian play video games? Is it wrong? Amen. This was our theme on today. Amen. Is it wrong for Christians to play video games? Amen. Anyone else do we have? Do we have any more young people on the line? Any more young people may come forth at this time? Okay. If not, then we'll just We'll go forward. Amen. And like I said, our theme today was focusing on should we play the video, children be allowed to play video games. Amen, amen, amen. So they asked some questions and the answer was right there. Amen. Do the video game glorify God? This is a question that we'll have to ask. Do playing video game glorify God? Will playing video games result in good works? Amen. God is looking for good works. Amen. Will playing video games give me an eternal focus? Our focus should be what? Eternal. Christians have hope of eternal reward in heaven if they are faithful on earth. Matthew 6:19-21. Amen. Read the scriptures. If we focus on living for eternity rather than passing pleasures on earth, we will have surrendered resources, time, and hearts for ministry. Colossians 3:1-2. Amen. If our possessions or activities cause us to lose our eternal rewards, what worth are they? Amen. We could lose our eternal reward if they cause that. So we have to be focused. Amen. Christians often try to serve both God and their own desires, but Jesus clearly stated, no man can serve two masters. Amen. Amen. God gives us joy through times of work and rest. We must find that balance between labor and recreation. Amen. 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 So there are things to be considered when we do set aside time for relaxation. As Paul considered knowing, loving, and obeying God to be the highest priority. I consider everything as lost compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus. We want to know Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I'm in James Christ. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing his suffering, becoming like him in his death. Philippians 3:7-10. Amen. We are playing video games, be showing my love for God or my love for the things of the world. Amen, 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 amen. So the question is not, can I play video games, but would video games be the best choice? Will this edify me? Will this show love to my neighbor and glorify God? We are to pursue praiseworthy activities, not simple permissible ones. However, he leads you. Passionately follow him above all else. Prepare for eternity. Every sacrifice will seem insignificant when we meet Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. So it's not wrong. We're not saying that it's wrong to play video games. Amen, amen. This is what this generation is pretty much built up on, video games. But we have choices. Make good choices as you play your video games. I'm going to read this, and this is going to be it for it. And it says that if the game is filled with cursing, lasciviousness, etc., we should not play it. The most popular games are so sinful and filled with all types of evil. We're playing games like Grand Theft Auto bring you closer to God? Of course not. Many of the games you probably love to play, God hates. The devil has to reach people, however, and sometimes it's through video games. So let us remember that. Let us remember that. When we make our choices based on what the scripture is saying, everything that God has made, and I mean, God created everything. Man-made things, but it's all for God, whatever God created. Amen. And whatever God created, he made it for good and not for evil. So it's not wrong to play video games, but it's wrong to disobey and disrespect God and let everything be done to the honor and glory of God. Amen, amen. This is the teaching. Amen for the youth on today. Now we are going ask who we have on the phone. Who do we have on the phone? Our elderly, our grown-ups on the phone.
Manister Richardson.
Hello.
Peggy.
Hey.
Sister Vivian.
Huh? Who else do we have?
Sister Vivian.
Hey, Minister Vivian. Okay. Anyone else? Mother Regina. Okay, Mother Regina. Amen. Well, you come in that order. We'll come in your own way. Amen. Minister Richardson, we're going to let Sister Peggy come first because I know that we have a tight schedule. Amen, amen. So I'm going to let you come on first, and then we'll go back to Minister Richardson, Minister Vivian, and then Mother Regina.
Amen, amen. Mother Wynn.
Mother Wynn. Oh, thank you. God bless you, Mother. Okay, come in that off. Come to the ticket.
Man, I never knew my life could be this way. I never knew the sun could shine all day. I never thought I'd be beyond my past. Until I found Jesus, I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm glad, so glad I'm living my life in this place. I never knew my heart could feel again. I never knew the pain would let me stand. I never thought my tears could go away until I found Jesus. I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad I'm living my life in this place. There's a place in God where we all could be free. A place where God can get the best out of me. There's a secret place in God where he covers me. Oh, I'm glad I'm living my life in this place. Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad I'm living my life in this place. There's a lot, been a lot of places, seen lots of faces, but I've never been in this place. Time and time again, I never thought I'd win, but I've never been in this place. Oh, this place, this place. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm glad I'm living my life in this place. Yes, I'm so glad I'm living my life in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, God. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Good night.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Good evening, everyone. This is Nelson Richardson. I will be reading Psalm 37, the first 7 verses, and then I will be praying. And it read as follows. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Verse 2, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Verse 6, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Verse 7 and last, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked device to pass. God, where has already been blessed. Father God, Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, come to your throne of grace. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, Lord God. We thank you for this service, Lord God, tonight. And I ask you to bless Minister Zadie as well as her husband. Bless them, Lord God. Bless Minister Vivian, Lord God. Keep them all covered with your precious blood and your anointed oil of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this service tonight. And we bless you, Lord God. We thank you for each one that's on the line, Lord God. Ask you to bless them and their families and loved ones in the name of Jesus. Father God, keep my pastor, Pastor Kennedy Stratton, covered with your precious blood and the anointed oil of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' best and wonderful name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Go ahead. God bless you. This is Mother Wynn. I just thank God for the children today. It was such a blessing coming forth. And Mother Zadie teaching them how to come to the Lord and accept Jesus Christ in their life. And I'm going to read Jeremiah 31, and Jeremiah is talking to the people at that time. So at the same time, said the Lord, I will be the God of all families. God want to be the God of all families. of Israel, and they shall be my people. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's what we are trying to be, God's people and not the people of the world. And it says in the second prayer, thus said the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. He was saying those people that was in the wilderness, they found rest. And the third verse said, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. God loved us. And is the gentleman that read earlier from John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him shall have life and everlasting. Amen. God never intended for us to be lost in our sin. So he gave his Son that we would have the life that we're experiencing today. And it said, therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. God loved us so when we were yet sinners, wretched, and wasn't fit to live and wasn't fit to die. Amen. But yet God saved us and brought us into this marvelous life. And the fourth said, again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built. O virgin of Israel, thou shalt again be adorned with my tabret, and shall go forth in the dance of them that make merry. Amen. You know, when we get saved, we got joy, we got peace, and we're so grateful that we express it in the way we that knows about the Spirit of God making us who we are. We can't help but sometimes but dance and praise our God for who he is. And for that reason, I just want to sing just a verse of this song. I want to help someone to see life today. I want to lend a helping hand to show someone the way. I want my life to be an example as I go, for I'll never pass this way again. Hallelujah. I want to be worthy of his love, his suffering and shame, worthy of his calling, worthy of his name. And wherever you want me, Lord, that's where I want to be. And I'll be worthy when you get through with me. I want to be a worthy vessel of your redeeming love. And I'll give you the glory and the praise to God above. Just let me be a blessing while I have a chance, while I'll never pass this way again. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Mother. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, we have been enjoying this service. So glad to hear Elder Johnson tonight. Praise God. But I want to say to the children, we are not on here just to sing a song. We're not on here just to pray a prayer. We are here to encourage you tonight. We are here, and I pray that you children are listening very well. We are here for you. The Bible tells us how to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he get older, he won't depart. And if you depart, we have grown from that place, and we know how to forgive you and help you to come back. We are praying for you. So I'm going to sing this little song, praise God, and then I'm going to do the blessing over you, praise God. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the power of his love and his grace. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh God, you said bless. Oh God, you told Moses to bless his people. So, Father, tonight we bless the children, God. Oh, Father God, as this program was dedicated to them, God. Father God, we bless them in their going out, their uprise, and their sitting down, God. We bless them, oh God, as they returned to school, oh God. We bless them, oh God, oh Father God, that whatever they put their hands to do, it'll be all for the glory of you, Lord God. Father, help them not to get entangled with the things of this world, but turn their eyes, oh God, turn their eyes, oh God, continuously toward the heavens from whence cometh their help, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless them, oh God, in whatever they partake in their bodies, oh God. Lord God, that it be good nourishment to them, God. God, bless them in their mind that they'll have sound minds, oh God. They'll have minds that think upon the good things, those things which are good, those things which are pure and are lovely and of a good report, God. Bless them, oh God, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they'll learn how to call upon you even the more, God. Bless them, oh God, that every footstep they make, oh God, that ground that they are trotting on, God, is holy ground, and it's going closer and closer and closer. Lord, their steps are closer, closer to walk with thee. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing on this line, God. Oh God, I thank you for what you're doing in Minister Zadie and Mr. Alpha's life, oh God, and everyone that comes on, God. Lord, just pour out your blessing, oh God. Oh God, you said you'll open up the windows of heaven and you will pour out a blessing. God, just bless each one of us name by name, God, that you have allowed to come here for a purpose and a reason, God. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Bless, oh God, Elder Lionel Johnson and his household, God, continuously, oh God. Wrap them in your arms, oh God. Comfort them. Give them the peace that passes all understanding. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's reaching out unto you tonight, God, that the windows of heaven is open. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Bless you, Mr. George. Amen. Mother Regina.
Oh, okay. Good evening. And I will be reading a scripture from the 27th Psalm. The Lord is my light. I'm going to read the full verses. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my folk, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Thy wall should rise against me. In this will I be confident. One thing I have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. And the 14th verse says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And I want to say I enjoyed the children tonight, and we will be praying for them and all our grandchildren and great-grands that's going back, getting ready to go back to school. And I have one little great-grand that have that virus because their mothers didn't get to give them the shots and everything. So I just ask prayers for him. His name is just asking prayers for his strength, that he will be able to go back when they go back to school. And Lord, we thank you tonight for carrying us on through this day, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Peace, love, joy, Father God. All the fruits of the Spirit, Father God. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Father God, for Sister Zadie and her husband. We thank you, Father God, that she's feeling better. And because I was concerned and I was praying for her. And I thank you. We love her, Lord. We need her. We love her. We thank you for keeping her, Father God. Thank you for keeping all of us, all everyone that's on the line tonight, Father God. Oh, Father God, go with us all and stand by, Father God. Now, Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength, our redeemer. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother Regina. Amen, amen. Amen. As we go back, we'll come back and ask if there's anyone we overlook. We don't want to overlook anyone. Anyone else that would like to come forth at this time, you may announce yourself and come forth. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon, everybody. Hello?
Hello, come, sweetie.
Yes, ma'am. This is Rashay, and tonight we thank God, giving obedience to God, and I'm sorry, you guys. I'm cooking in the middle of cooking, and tonight I'm going to present a song. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for putting me on the show, Grandmother. I'm going to do an old school one, and it goes like this. And if you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run. And I'm running by faith. At the finishing line, I wanna see God's face. Whenever you can help me, don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith. At the finishing line, I wanna see God's face. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. And if you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run. And I'm running by faith. At the finishing line, I wanna see God's face. And if you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith. At the
want to see God's face at the finishing line. I want to see God's face.
Amen. Hello?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you. If you can't help me, please don't stop me. Thank you, thank you. Oh, Rashe Smith. Thank you, my sweetie. Amen, amen. Amen. Now, let me see. I got my brother, and y'all, some may know and some may not know that he lives in a nursing home in Macomb, Mississippi, but he just loved being on the prayer line. Brother Gary, are you listening in?
Yeah.
Oh, would you like to have something to say, Brother Gary?
Good evening, everybody. Just want to say my prayer with y'all. Oh, Father. Lord in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. It's how we have designed. All right. As it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our debts that we still our debts on. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. God, that you changed it. Power and glory. Amen. Thank y'all for that to have a word with y'all. A blessing to everyone. But
hello.
Hey.
Is that it? Lady.
Yeah, get out of here with that noise. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Even a casual glance at this list, however, reveals a potential mental health pitfall for seniors. As people age, many of the relationship successes and memories on the above list become just that, memories. Friends, spouses, even children pass away. Retirement brings new freedom, but also boredom. When some seniors retire, they may even feel that they have lost their purpose in life. Amen, amen. But we, what we want to do is encourage, amen, to don't be weary, to hold on to God. Hold on to God. Remember, amen, amen, where God brought us from. It was Him, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord, amen, that has brought us His grace and His mercy. Amen. So be encouraged, seniors. Be encouraged. Every time I go to the doctor and they ask me and they said it's a rule that they have to ask you, did you ever feel suicidal? Amen. And I never felt suicidal, but when it comes to depression or anxiety or something, yeah, I feel it coming on, but I tell them truthfully, I fight it. It's a fight. I'm a soldier in this army with them for the Lord, amen. And all these things I'm aware of is going to come against me, but I fight it, amen. So I encourage all the elders, amen, amen, that if you're dealing with anything, anything, amen, and I realize that, you know, we don't want to tell everybody that what we go through and what we think and how we feel, but one thing about it, amen, amen, we can tell God, we can tell Jesus, hallelujah, we can tell him, amen, who promised to never leave or never to forsake us, amen, amen. Y'all be blessed. I love y'all, and thank you all for coming on. Amen, amen. I just love, amen, what God has permitted on today. Amen. You all have truly blessed this line today, and I pray that God is glorified with everything that has taken place. And you all continue to be blessed in the Lord. Amen. And come back this time next Saturday with the Lord blessings. Amen. So we'll pray, Lord, we just thank you. We love you, Lord God. We realize that there's nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you, God, that's keeping, oh God, us going, keeping this service going, oh Father God. Let it just be beneficial, oh Father God. Amen. We just love you, Lord God. We want to do our best, oh God. We want to do, oh God, what you have inclined us to do, God. We just want to just do it and do it to your glory, God. May it seem like, oh God, that we are not touching, but if just one, oh Father God, oh God, if just one would just hear, we'll give you all the glory, God. We give you all the praise, God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let the let us love on one another as we leave the call. Amen. I love you all.
Amen. This person cannot.
I love you all. Y'all still there?
Yes.
Amen. Y'all be blessed until next time, okay?
Good night. Thank you so very much. Have a blessed
night. Good night. Love you all. Thank you all so much for all of the many blessings. Amen. So good night.
Good night.
Brother Lonnie's crew said, good night, John Boy. I thought that was so cute. Good night, John Boy.
Thank you, Sister Zadie.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, we don't sugar.